It looks like we're ready. You all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball.
I'll call this meeting to order. We have a quorum. Michael Seeds, our clerk. Carol Tracy, our treasurer. I, Chris Gilpatrick, our trustee. First order of business is the approval of minutes of June 21st. I didn't find anything wrong.
That's good. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes 3-0. Board report.
Me?
Yep, Michael.
All right. I finalized the changes to the handbook, so that is completed. We did get the sign for the green waste, our green waste site, so that's been delivered. I did finally talked to Rose Hill Reporter, and hopefully they have changed it to show that we have it on Mondays and not Thursdays. So hopefully that is done. And if you notice, this month, we aren't doing Zoom because I no longer have a Zoom account. So we did it for 3 months. Nobody ever joined the Zoom meeting. So we can either try to look for something different or do the way we've always done it.
I think we'll just keep posting it. Nobody's been squawking lately, so.
Okay. We also attended the budget meeting. I'll let Carol talk to that. That's her deal. But we had attended the budget meeting.
I should have brought those notes. I didn't bring any of those notes.
We had the budget meeting. It was a budget meeting.
Non-eventful.
Yeah. I mean, we have to deal with new laws that were passed.
Tried to lower the...
We did lower.
Yeah, we lowered...
The mill levy.
So the September meeting is when we will vote on passing the new revenue neutral rate, which we'll talk about more then, and also the budget for 2022. Wow. So that is it for me.
Okay. We had a beginning balance in June of $318,490.52. Total cleared transactions were $180,316.68. Uncleared transactions, $47,037.79. That was mostly Southwest Butler Quarry is always late. I'm posting with the timing of the, or cashing their check. We had a total of 23 items for new transactions, $65,774.88. So our ending balance was $385,994.53.
And what was our register balance as of 6/30/21?
As of 6/30/21, that would have been the 389.94.
No. The 451.
Oh. Okay. Yes. 451, 769.41.
Thank you.
I know you've been over the vouchers about 30 times.
I know. I actually only had to go through it once. So it went really well.
The vouchers?
Yeah. I was just teasing him.
Where is the vouchers?
He getting there. Pull it apart. She got it stapled separately.
Ah.
I could have very easily forgot I would have just given you mine because I've already been over. And on the one, since I did not get a chance to talk to Andrew again about Gail's check, because I had sent him both of those together, but I'm thinking...
No, that's fine.
...that he didn't add that second one, because I don't think there's that many taxes would be taken out of $2,600.
Nobody.
Yeah, I need to get the OneDrive.
Oh.
Oh, did that stop it?
Because I looked at his email, but I did not type. But regardless, if it'd be good for one, and that would be fine, we could get the other one.
Oh, there it is. 2125 plus 475. Yeah, that's right. 2600.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. That was my only question on the vouchers, and I didn't.
Still got it?
Yep.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, Kistler's is way behind on getting this tube.
Okay. We're good?
Is All-Star, is that, I went back and tried to find it. Is that per month?
No, it's every other month.
No, it's bi-monthly.
Okay.
Yeah, bi-monthly. Good?
Yep.
All right. Motion to approve the June vouchers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Overseer's report / trustee's report. Corey's computer was down, so I couldn't get my rock totals for this month. Sorry about that. They will get posted as soon as I get them on the website. We fixed the hydraulic leak on the tractor, fixed the wiper issue on PT3. We got the water truck going temporarily. Got two big old culverts put in on Prairie Creek 6 there at Bates' driveway. And our blocks installed. Been working on the chip seal roads pretty much daily. Also fixed the AC in the water truck. Got new tires on PT2 today. We drove around the last rain and drained a lot of the water holes off the edge of the road and made notes on where we need to add gravel and go through and fix before the next rain. We did get a temp gauge in the tractor. Remember how the cluster doesn't work?
Oh yeah?
The instrument cluster?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now we have a temp gauge and it does work.
Okay.
So.
So that is changed then?
That still doesn't work.
Okay.
The instrument panel still doesn't work, okay. But at least we have a temperature.
Okay.
Yeah. So he can actually tell, but the drive shaft is broke, and the four parts to fix the drive shaft are $1,800, or a new drive shaft is $1,000. So we ordered a new drive shaft. So it should be here by the end of the week, and he'll get back to mowing. The mower?
Oh.
Actually, both mowers. Drive shafts are broke. But the one for the boom mower, I'm waiting until I can get in there to, what's that drive shaft company called? Power Drive.
Yeah.
And have them build one. Because this is what, I think the third or fourth time we've replaced it on that diamond mower.
Probably.
It keeps breaking, so I want to get a little heavier duty one. The way it mounts up, it kind of sits at an angle, and they're made to kind of angle, but not constantly. So I've been talking with Deere and Diamond. I think we need to put a quick coupler on it to get it further away so it's not tight, and then get a little heavier duty shaft so it'll stop breaking. We rocked a few of the bad spots, and Jeff went around with the backhoe and back dragged some of them, and I hit some of them with the grader. We're trying to, coming up, we're going to finish the chip seal roads here in the next couple weeks. I will be getting started on the FEMA paperwork and going through all the spots and making sure they're finished. And then we'll be starting next year's chip seal projects, doing some tree trimming along the bad places, and get back to mowing when our shaft is replaced. We still have the turn signal issue, waiting on that to be. I ordered a new turn signal for PT1. You seen the ghost.
Mm-hmm, I did.
It comes on and off when it wants to. I graded a few of the roads and went around and spot graded a few of the bad spots, but we've really been focusing on getting the chip seal done so we don't miss that window. And that's all I have.
When are they going to start that?
They're looking at the third week of August. Start moving equipment in the second week and looking at getting started Monday or Tuesday of the third week, weather permitting.
On PT4, what's the vacuum pump?
That is, on them old trucks, they got vacuum pumps on them.
For compression?
Emissions.
Okay.
It's an emissions deal from way back then.
Okay.
So when that locked up, it was like $300-some, and I can't find one. So we just got a shorter belt. We don't need it.
Okay.
But it is noted that we're not using it.
Okay.
So that way, if I'm not in here next time, somebody knows what we did.
Okay, got it.
All right, board discussion. He did not get back with me today on the chip seal cost.
Okay.
So.
Mike Kraft.
What this is going to cost us?
These 3 miles this year. 3 point, what is it?
It's, 2.5
or something.
2 point something.
Yeah.
It's not quite 3. Or maybe it's just a little over.
It's a hair over 3.
Yeah, it's 3 points.
Just not quite 3.25. But he did not get back with me on that.
Now last year's cost was $16,000, so I'm expecting it to be closer to $32,000 for the mile. So I'm gonna just still go with the assumption of $35,000.
Yeah.
And hope it's right.
Well, the rock's already here. That's a good thing.
Well, no, the 35 is just for them to do it.
Oh, that's just them doing.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't include the rock and the oil?
No, sorry. Yes, that is their cost.
Okay.
It doesn't mean we've paid for the rock. They've just dropped it.
Oh.
We didn't pay for it last year.
Well, they paid for it last year. We shouldn't get marked up.
No. Good point. You're right.
So,
yeah, I guess we'll just need to watch that to see if... Right. Make sure he doesn't do rock again.
Yeah.
The chip. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So...
Okay. Well, hopefully he'll call you and we'll find it out.
All right. So once that gets noted, we'll update it. After these chip seal projects are done, there's a few roads that really need attention. 170th. Mile 5 and Mile 6. Mile 5 is not as bad, but Mile 6, and that was one of the FEMA roads as well that I'm going after mitigation for.
Okay.
So, but it really has got tree issues and drainage issues.
Is 6 closer to Santa Fe Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are bad.
The trees are way out there,
yeah.
And then you got that one culvert that sticks up real
yes.
high and all that silt coming out. I did sprinkle some rock on there to try to get a spy until we can get there and get some of that done and built back up and fixed properly. 140th also, there's a couple of really bad spots we got to get fixed.
140th all?
And what?
Yeah, what number?
3 and 4.
Okay.
And 6 if I have the time this year and money. 6 is way down there. It's got that low spot with all that big rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So.
I think 6 on 140th isn't nearly
It's not nearly as traveled, but...
No. In fact, it's a lot smoother than 5 is.
5 is not terrible. 4 is what's terrible. 4 is in front of Lisa's with the washout. Or I just went through and dug that big old ditch out.
I haven't been... I don't go that way for a reason.
Well, the problem was is there's one drive that comes out and the water cuts across the road. And it can't make it into that. Another problem, the water was trying to go uphill because the ditch had just silted in. So I just took and cut through that so that water would go on. We just need to get it to stay in that side, go on down the ditch to the culvert. And I've talked with Richard and about one of the water holes, and we're going to look at putting a culvert across the road, getting it down one of his valleys. We just don't want to dump a bunch where it causes erosion. And then get those done, and then we'll look at 180th is a giant project, so we'll want to start some of that this year.
180th one.
So try to get Metal Arc, the ditch and the trees finished up on Metal Arc 4. Because really, besides the, I still haven't heard, Dave got back with me on some of them, but he hadn't got back with me on that waterway. On whether that qualifies for a concrete culvert or not, but right there where it floods north of the cemetery, he's thinking that might need a box culvert instead of...
And that's Butler County.
That's Butler County cost.
You mean
that would
where
save
there
us.
Is no... There is
there's,
no...
There's two culverts in there
right
now.
There at the driveway at the halfway mark. And just, you guys just redid that.
Just north of... Right. North of the cemetery, north of Leonard's
okay,
driveway.
Okay, right. They don't have a culvert there. Is
there's,
there?
There's two metal culverts going across. But
underneath the
as
road.
Much water comes there, they're thinking that it qualifies for their culvert program.
And they're open?
Yeah. That waterway kind of restricts about half of it, but even if we clean that out, it's...
Well, that pasture silt's terrible.
Yeah, it's not going to protect what... You know, it's not going to allow the amount of water coming in there. That huge farm field that drains there is just a huge problem. But that road's not going to take a whole lot. We have some tree work, some ditch work, maybe some culverts right there, culverts at the cemetery, and then that's pretty much it. Some base on it, and it's done.
It's not got a bad base right now.
Equipment issues, we kind of talked about those. And I was going to bring up the tires on PT 2 and 3, but they kind of got solved today.
I mean, we're going to have to get tires, though, eventually, right?
We got tires.
Oh, you got them.
I had
you
to.
Already, yeah. Okay, I see
we
what
had
you're
had
saying.
To get tires.
I thought you said you swapped them.
Well, we took the two of the good ones off of PT 2. He put new ones on PT 2 and took the two good ones and put on PT 3. Because it's just a matter of time for it, that one on PT 3 blew.
Okay, I see. Okay, cool.
I mean, we were almost truckless there for a little bit.
Okay.
That's the slowest I've ever seen Randy drive. Probably was a good thing. I probably should have left it on there a little while longer, but we'll talk about the trailer in a little bit. The mower on the drive shaft, we've talked about that. Like I said, I've got parts for the water truck ordered. I've got it kind of farmer rigged, if you want to call it, to work for right now, but
is that why it only goes one side, or?
Yeah, it's them sprayers are giving up, and I can't get parts for them. What it, we took them apart, and what it looks like they did is they took a whole bunch of different sprayers and made it out of it. And so we've been lucky for a while, but now the flange that allows it to open is either sticking open or sticking closed, and we can't get it to work. Sometimes we can run both back. Sometimes we can run one back and one of that one on the side.
Yeah,
just depends
on
the day.
I followed it the other day, and I thought, whoa.
It just depends on the day. So I've got new ones ordered, and then that hose reel for the culvert cleanout deal on the right side. FEMA work and money. I talked with Randy, and there are still a few spots that we need to address. Our Randy.
Okay.
He went through and graded and made everything passable. but he said a few of the spots needed more material for sure. We've talked about these spots over the time. I just didn't know they were FEMA spots. Okay. So
the FEMA is from our 2019 storms. They're just finally now starting to get back to us.
And now they're wanting stuff done right now.
Of course.
So
it's money we have already gotten?
And money we've already spent. We haven't gotten it
yet.
Okay.
Yep. We'll be looking at getting around $110,000. And then if mitigation goes through, it could go up. I'm trying to get mitigation for like what I did on Prairie Creek 6, what I did south of Jack's house, on 170th down there I was just talking about, up there on 120th, or walking in 120th around that arch bridge needs some work. Places that keep flooding over and over again.
180th one. We could probably mitigate too before we started on it.
I'm gonna try. So when I talked to that guy August 3rd, 9:30, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's
my next phone conference.
Okay.
And so when I talk to him, the mitigation people will be on there, and I'll be able to find out what I can get and what I can't get.
Watch those videos.
Yeah, I've started watching them. So.
When did you? What? No, the videos that I got on the hard drive.
Yeah.
There. Jeff did a good job.
Good.
Laying it all out.
Yes, and now I just have to go through and put little X's on the map of every spot. That's what they need.
Fun.
Yep. And so for probably a week, I'll be doing that while Randy does something else. Probably have him working on trees. All right, board business. Consider approval for a new equipment trailer not to exceed $15,000.
Says 25.
Or 25,000, sorry. I've had that in my head all day.
Is this the same equipment trailer we were talking about getting?
Ours blew the axle, and we can't find an axle. It blew an axle from basically the top of the railroad track to the shop. And we're not finding parts. I have Wichita trailer looking for parts, and then I don't want to say Walton's, but it's not Walton's. It's another third trailer salvage.
The trailer's in 1968. And it's not.
And the title isn't even legit.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, it weighs more than 3,500 pounds. A trailer gross weighs almost 11,000, is what I found out.
Okay.
So, and that serial number is not even correct. So, what they did was after they took it to a panel hitch, they just kind of got their own title for it.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, because it should have a 17-digit serial number. And I can't find it anywhere.
So the plan is to, if we can find parts for the old one, get it fixed up so we can sell it.
Yep.
But we need something immediately, because right now we have no trailer to move stuff.
And roading that, it took me an hour and a half one way to get the excavator up to Prairie Creek.
Yeah, and that's hard on it.
Very hard on it. But I had to get those culverts in, and the little one wouldn't do it. Plus the boxes. So.
Those trailers cost that much?
That's a new one. That's a new, well, it actually is $24,000. There's two options we have. That out of every dealership within 200 miles, there's actually two trailers in Wichita. One's at Larry's Trailers. It's a 2022, 25-ton trailer with ramps, spring assist ramps, I believe. Pull behind our semi-truck. You know, it's brand new. It's 48 feet long total length. 35 foot well. Or not a well, flat bottom. And it's $24,000. And then they have a 1969 55 ton low boy trailer. It's a fixed tongue low boy, and she's a peach. They've cut off part of the ramps, and the hydraulics are there for the ramps, but there's two new tires out of 12. It's a triple axle. They've taken, added on to it, made it extra wide, and it sits on jack stands, and they want $5,500 for that one. On that one, we'd be looking at probably dumping close between, with tires and everything, close to $10,000 into it.
The wood needs to be replaced.
The wood floor, the ramps will need fixed. There's going to be some tires that need to replace. There's only two new ones.
That just sounds like a lot of money for.
And it's a 69.
It's a 69.
No, I know. Yeah. I know.
No, that's
it
just.
Yeah, we've been back and forth all day.
There's
none out there.
Yeah, and the ones that are, you know, there's like 32,000, 35,000. You know, Chris knows I didn't want to go over 10,000, and we can't find anything.
We can, but we got to go to Iowa or Tennessee.
Well, we can't even really find anything there either.
Not really. It was still 20, 25.
And the problem with it is that the one that we have now shouldn't even be holding the excavator.
No, it's got.
So I guess we've done pretty good for 4.5 years. I don't know what to say on this, Carol. I mean,
I know we need a trailer.
We have to have a trailer.
That just seems like a lot of money.
It does.
It does.
For a trailer. I mean,
I spent 4 days looking on the website trying to find anything, and the first day I found that $5,500 one, but I mean, we're going to turn around and dump another 10 into it. It makes no sense to even mess with it.
And then there's one in just north of Joplin in Missouri side that's still on auction. It's an 83.
Yeah, but and we have to put a wet kit on our tractor.
Yeah, and we'd have to.
We have to put a wet kit on our tractor. We have to put hydraulics on our truck to operate the ramp.
And it was $7,800 at the time. But we don't know if we can even win that one.
It'd be nice because we could put both of them on there at one shot.
They want to drive 200 miles and go pick up a trailer and 200
miles
away.
I would go pick it up. What, you have to have a semi to pull it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got the kingpin. Mm.
Well, I mean, that's more of what I would do. The 200 miles wouldn't faze me. But.
Well, it's also an 83 or 86. Can't remember. It's 83
and we don't know. I mean, it could go up. It could go on to 20,000 before it's done either.
Yeah. You called them, right?
Yeah.
See if they had the hydraulics?
Yeah, we've got to have a wet kit.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. So we got to spend $4,000 right. Getting a wet kit on our truck. At least.
Well, I mean, we can. That one didn't until the 22nd. So we could try to bid on that.
I don't have any service on that phone.
I mean, I know we need a trailer.
Second.
What's the bid at?
$6,900 right now. Webb City, Missouri. So we're at $6,900, so you can add the $4,000 for the wet kit. So we're at $10,900. And that was just an estimate. I'm still waiting on to hear about what it actually cost with the serial number.
And it's not going to stop there.
Oh, no.
We're going to probably be another. I mean, that's when the prices go up, is the last day.
Pretty much.
I mean, we can. I guess here's my thought behind it, and whether you want to go for it or not, is that we say 25,000 so, and we try to go after this one. But if we don't, we don't have to wait another month to then approve something else, because we can't.
We also can't wait too long on that one at Larry's either, because it ain't going to sit there long. Somebody finds out they got it, it's going to be gone. It may even be gone now. I didn't talk to him today. He never called me back. No, the $24,000. Oh. That $5,500 one ain't going nowhere. If you saw it, you'd probably try to wring my neck for even thinking about it. I know Randy wants to beat me up for it. He doesn't want to work on nothing. Trying to see what else was on there. Otherwise, everybody else is out until, as soon as I could get one was November. Everybody else is next year. And that was through Kaufman Trailers. They're out of Nebraska, but they got a factory here. But they're shooting out of, they've got a 16-week waiting period.
Well,
let's put it up for a vote, and if you want to vote against it, go ahead and vote against it.
Well, I know we need a trailer. I mean, we can't. No, I
don't want to keep roading that thing. That was a long road.
No.
That about
and that'll
drove
tear
me nuts.
That up. That'll and totally it, tear that up. Okay.
Cost to have it hauled?
About $400 one way.
And we need it in three places right now. That's the biggest problem.
I mean, we've been roading it, but it's very hard on the hydrostats to road it that far. They're not supposed to run at high speed for a long period of time.
I'm willing to hear if there's anybody. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, pictures of the one in Junction,
Web City. Yeah, it's on Purple Wave. It's on Purple Wave. Have you ever seen the rental companies with the hydraulic tongue or hydraulic ramps that come down so they can load anything?
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's so, I mean, I'd love to have it. That's my pick out of all three of them, but whether we win it or not, the whole deal. Because then I can put the excavator and the roller up there in one shot. Because there's a lot of times we need to move both in one shot.
Any other thoughts from anyone?
Anybody got any ideas?
What's life expectancy on that new trailer?
Well,
longer than mine.
I mean,
we
I
have a
1968
model,
yeah,
so
got a
that's 68. What?
Yeah.
52
years old.
There you go, because you're 50, about to be 51
yes.
Tomorrow. So, and it finally blew an axle, so, I mean, you can probably get 40, 50, 60 years out of them. Wow. So, I mean, it'll pay for itself over the time.
It's just painful for $25,000.
It is. I wish the other board would have done it, then we wouldn't have had to.
Well, we just bought that one, what, 4.5 years ago, I think is what Jeff said?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it was one of those.
It was still, I mean, we got it for $3,800, so we still got our money out of it. All right, let's put it out.
All right. Make a motion to approve a new equipment trailer not to exceed $25,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll go with it. Aye.
Oh, okay.
we change that to say, but let's wait on this purple wave one before we do it?
Well, we're saying to not to exceed 25,000. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to go after the purple wave one. And then if that doesn't work out, then hopefully we still have the fallback of the other one.
Yeah, I'll call Larry first thing in the morning and see if he still got it. Because he said he left me a voicemail on Saturday night that asking me about if I had any more questions. And he said, you know, this one ain't going to last long, but I've got another one possibly coming in. So it's one of them that as soon as this auction's up, we're going to have to jump on something.
Okay.
Because...
Well, we'll know as of the 22nd. Well, 23rd.
Yep.
So tell them we can't come by until the 23rd, but to hold it for us.
I'll try.
Okay. As it's being recorded for him to listen to.
What's your breakover point on the Missouri trailer? You say it's going to cost $4,000 for the wet kit. So how much are you going to go on that one before you say...
We'll have to stop around 18,000 because you have 10% buyer's premium too.
I don't even want to go 18,000.
No, I wouldn't either.
I mean, if we're talking about an 83, and we can for another $6,000 more get a brand new one, I'd rather do that.
Okay, so what's our deadline on that trailer?
10,000.
10,000.
Because then we'd put another 4,000 into it. Does that sound all right?
Or 12. Because that'd be 6 win.
All right, so 1,100 or 11,000. Let's go in the middle.
Yeah, okay. 11,000.
11,000. Purple Wave trailer. All right. Consider approval to use A-plus trucking for 85 an hour. I make a motion to approve to use A-plus trucking for 85 an hour.
What is Pioneer charges?
85 an hour.
Yeah, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 They are... Finding trucks right now is getting hard. As busy as everybody is.
Yeah, we got the guy who hauled my sand didn't know how to tailgate.
What's that?
The guy who hauled my sand doesn't know how to tailgate.
Who hauled it?
Aggregate. They had somebody that he hired.
All right. Consider approval for the purchase of uniform shirts, 5 short. I see why you said that, Michael. I was supposed to say, or 5 long sleeve. An entry. I was supposed to say, Matt. Because it's been nice having an entry mat out there. Uniform services is out. That is a weekly price.
What are the costs for the shirts?
For a t-shirt like what I got on, it's $23. For one with the reflective striping, it's $32. And that comes with our name on it.
What do you mean?
Because this isn't really legal. You're supposed to have that reflective striping.
No, from you're saying that it has Pleasant Township or it has Chris?
It has Chris and it has Pleasant Township and Chris. And it has Pleasant Township and Randy.
This one's got me. I'll be a no on this. You guys have a $250.
You buy a pair of boots for $100 and 2 pairs of jeans at $50 and we have $50 left to buy a shirt.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody, you've got a job. Mm-hmm. So you, I mean, to me, this is not something the township needs to pay for.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
That's fine. I was just looking at getting the guys a shirt because none of them want to wear the vest, no matter how hard I push. You see what color I'm wearing today? If I don't have this on, I usually have the vest. It's in the grader. But I don't want to be that boss to ride them up every time either. So I asked them what we could do to help them, and they asked for shirts. And so
One shirt? That's what they're asking for?
We're supposed to have reflective.
I got it.
You know, it's in the handbook.
You wear one shirt. We get them one shirt, and they have it. They wear it one day, and they're gonna keep on just washing it, which we know Randy won't. So, I hope you listen to that, Randy.
I'm just trying to keep us, you know, legal and keep everybody comfortable. Them vests do suck. I'll tell you that. Because you go to wipe the sweat off your face, as you can tell, I do a lot of. That vest is very scratchy, and it's like, oops. Most of the time, my ears are about bright red and almost bleeding.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of with Carol on this. I'm trying to figure out some sort of compromise.
That's what I've been trying to do.
I mean, if the come to Jesus talk needs to happen to them, that they need to wear their vest, they need to wear their vest. It's not like we're telling them to have to do it. It is a law that they have to do.
So where is it that they have to wear the vest? In the grader? While they're in the grader? Nobody can see them.
Outside of the machine, yeah. While they're on the road.
How often are they outside the road?
Jeff would be a lot.
Jeff and I are lot. Jeff don't give me as much problem as Randy.
Well, then I'll have a conversation with Randy.
Okay. I just, you know, I...
I mean, if we need to buy some new vests, you know, bigger ones...
I think that's what it is I think I need to get him a bigger one.
Okay.
But I asked him, and he said, you know, a reflective shirt. You know, there ain't a... He went over budget last year. Remember?
Yeah. I mean, that was somewhat our fault, somewhat... his fault, but because
right.
He did it in different times and it didn't get caught until it was already done.
It was already too late.
Question.
Look, go ahead.
The military requires a reflective belt. It's a 2-inch
right.
wide belt that you have to wear.
We have to have like 1-inch reflectives.
That?
From front and back.
Requires?
That's what DOT requires.
DOT, okay.
So, and we try to follow that as close as we can. So, I wasn't on the road today. I was loading at the shop, but I still put my yellow shirt on. I don't have but this one other one with the reflective striping, and then I have my vest.
Well, I think we need to do, well, we need to vote on this, but I'll talk to Randy. See about getting a bigger one. And if we need to talk about increasing the per diem to something higher for next month, I'm willing to entertain that.
Yeah.
I mean, I still, you know, it's like, I don't know of any other township that gives a per diem, but I know
I
that
don't
that's.
Either. But we could order these shirts.
But it's supposed to have the reflective stripe on it.
But if they're in the road grader or in something working.
Doesn't mean they don't have to jump out to do something.
You know how many times I get out of that grader in the day.
Just
to talk to a resident or move a mailbox over or whatever I got to do. Unless the road's closed.
Cheaper to buy each 5 shirts than it would be to do a lease.
This wasn't a lease. This was to buy them.
This was just to buy them.
Yeah.
$25 a piece.
No, that's for the UniFirst services.
How much were the shirts?
That's cleaning service.
No, it wasn't a cleaning service. But they clean your shirt. That was for 30 shirts and 4 rugs and 50 shop towels. $25 a week.
That's really a separate issue from buying the shirts.
Yeah. That. I thought it was $25 a month. $25 a week. I'm like, no, we can't do that.
Does that, I mean, I've sewed for a long time. Does that reflective tape come, is it an iron-on? Do you sew it on?
No,
I know it's bonded when you get a shirt.
Right. some of it, the cheaper shirts, I think it's just kind of like pressed on, steam-pressed or ironed, because it doesn't last very long. I was actually looking at some pretty durable shirts that, you know, would last a year.
You could buy a shirt like that and stitch it on.
The reflective?
Yeah.
If you can buy, I've never thought about purchasing anything like that, but if you could buy the reflective tape, it you could have somebody sew it on.
By the time you buy both pieces, so you're not going to be saving any money, and then you're going to have to do a lot of work.
Yeah, I think this shirt was like $20. This shirt was like $20 at Walmart.
I mean,
that shirt?
Yeah.
You can get them. You can find them.
Get on Alibaba. Get it from China. Might have lead in it, but it'll be fine.
You won't die for 20 years.
That's right. Okay.
It's going to put on this. It was an issue, and I brought it up. I did my job. All right. We still have to vote on it, though, don't
yes.
we? Or can we table it?
Nope.
A vote on it? All right. Consider approval or make a motion to purchase 5 uniform shirts.
Second.
All in favor?
No.
You guys say all opposed.
All opposed?
Aye. What are you doing? You're abstaining?
I'm abstaining.
Oh,
I'm
this is going to be weird to throw on the minute meeting.
One way
Zero,
or the other.
2, 1. Seeds. Tracy. Okay.
I was going to abstain if you guys voted for it anyways.
Okay.
Either way. Can't vote for a benefit for myself. All right.
Okay.
You guys.
Hey, Dana.
130th Street.
Yes, sir.
My first ever complaint about 130th. Last year, it was graded the best I've ever seen in all the years I've been. It was smooth. It was no washboard. Potholes didn't come back, even when it rained, snowed, it was fantastic. This year I noticed the difference. Not quite as good. Potholes were coming back, a little bit of washboard. Not serious, but not like last year. The other thing is when whoever's grading grades and leaves ridges down the road for some reason. Last year there were no ridges. When he's done grading, it was like it was paved. It was really nice. This year there's ridges, and so you gotta kind of pick where you want to go. And then about 2-3 weeks ago, the guy was going down the road. I had to get around him, and he had a blade on with ripper teeth on it between Prairie Creek and Meadowlark, 130th, and he just ripped the dirt up. And I was leaving. When I came back, I figured he would have graded it all smooth, but he didn't. It was all piled up and just all over the place, ridges and stuff, just loose, like almost 4 to 6 inch layer. Well, then we had the rain. Well, if you want to bust an axle on your truck, go down that road now, because there are holes in it all up and down it. And the road wasn't that bad before he graded it. So I had no idea what he was doing. I've never seen anybody do that to a road before.
The teeth hadn't been on the grader.
I had no idea who was running the grader. I had a devil of a time getting around because he was running pretty wide. In fact, there was only about 5 feet left. I just found a spot in the ditch and went around. I didn't really look to see who was driving it. But I've never seen anybody do that to a road before. Anyway, so two things in the near term. One, you guys need to regrade that section, that 1 mile stretch between Meadowlark and Prairie Creek on 130th. It's bad shape. The other thing is just what happened to whoever was doing it last year? Where'd he go?
He's still here. He still gets out and grades.
Sitting down my road. Because
Did Robert grade it all last year? Just Randy?
Randy.
Yeah.
Was it Randy? It's Randy. Guy Randy.
Yeah.
Well, if that was Randy grading last year, whatever he was doing.
And there was windrows on your road last year.
No.
Yeah, because he grades with the windrow.
Well, then he's doing something different because there weren't last year, the whole year.
I thought Randy did a really good job.
No, when he was done, there were no windrows. It was smooth. This year, if it's him, he's grading one side over and leaving a substantial ridge, like he's plowing snow. And
on that one part of 130th, we leave a lot of that sand on the edge because if we spread it across the road, you get exactly what you got. A bunch of, it's a mess.
Well, I wasn't done before. This is the first year it's been done. So.
We've also been pulling a lot of that material out of the ditches, trying to recover it. And on 130th between Prairie Creek and Meadow Lark, we're going to haul a bunch of screening sand and mix it in with that sand, try to stiffen it up so them washboards will stop. Them washboards have been there for 20 years.
Oh, I agree. But last year they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
They weren't.
I drove that road. I drive every road in the township. I farm every mile.
I live on that road. I drive it every day, coming and going. I know where the washboards are. I can drive it with my eyes closed. There were no washboards last year. This year, there's some washboard. The washboard really isn't that bad this year. It's a lot of holes on that one section that's really getting there. But anyway, that's the situation. Definitely get that between Prairie Creek and Meadow Lark. Try and regrade that.
That's on the list. Like I said, we're going to haul a bunch of screenings up there and try to get that drainage straightened out.
About a third of a mile east of Prairie Creek, there's a
your mile,
about a third of a mile, you know, about a third of the way in.
Yep. We were up there draining the water off the road with the little trowel shovel.
On the road, headed west, you got to practically stop or you'll hurt yourself. The south part of the, if you steer it right, you can get through okay, but the north side,
that's one of them that needs built up, especially in front of that horse lady's house where the road's a foot lower than her driveway.
Well, that always washes across, yeah. But but again, last year was much better. It was the best ever year for whatever reason. And if it was Randy, then we need to get Randy to
take he was on it not that long ago.
Something different, anyway.
Less rain. It's been a very dry year.
Yeah.
And it has. Compared to our usual rainfall, we're a lot drier than we've usually been.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I think they say we're down.
We're down.
One and three quarters inch.
Yeah, but the periods of rain have been a lot different.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Has the county done all they're going to do on a detour route?
As far as I know, yes.
So they're through patching them.
Is there an issue there that we've
that
overlooked?
Original chip seal's starting to get pretty rough on 140th, and then there's a pretty good pothole up there starting just east above a road there. Also, does the township have green waste now?
We have a tree disposal. We call it a green waste site, but we take trees and, you know, like your tomato plants, flowers.
Tall weeds.
Anything that's burnable.
And where is it at?
Just east of the yard there.
East of the county, Rose Hills.
Township yard on 160th.
160th.
Between Indianola and Tewakene.
Any limit on the size of the tree trunks?
Nope.
And what are the hours?
24/7, 365.
What?
24/7, 365.
It's always open. Yeah.
Always open.
Okay, great.
Sorry, could I get your name?
Richard Mann.
Thank you, sir.
Well, since they shut the other one down on us.
Yeah. Yep.
Trying to look for a place to put it, not have to burn it.
We opened up just right before, about the same time they closed it. So really, I mean, it's surprising how many people use the Rose Hill Greenway site that was in our township.
And it is for Pleasant Township residents only. Just to make sure.
Understand that.
Understand.
He's a resident.
No, I mean, we got the people from Andover showing up, so.
Oh, yes. I've had Bruno show up. I've had Richland, Wichita.
Has that been in effect for quite a while now, or just recently?
A couple months.
Yeah, I think Rose Hill shut down, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
So about 2 months. Well, it was before the April burn.
It just started this year then, sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we just opened up right before the April burn. So I had to get the trees burned off before they shut me down. Got anything?
Do you chip it and so you get mulch out of it, or you just burn?
Just burn it.
Oh, okay.
Some guys come out and cut the logs up that they want, if they want to.
Oh, yeah.
But no, we don't have no way to chip it or anything.
You take scrap lumber there too, or
no? No, just trees. Don't want to start that because then we'll start getting everybody with nails and.
Yeah.
We've been dealing with enough tires lately.
Back to 130th Street, but this time it's between Andover Road and Prairie Creek, the paved section.
Not ours.
I know. They're letting that thing just go to pot. Holes.
He graded that here.
He did, and that lasted about 2 days.
Right.
And then we got the biggest potholes we've ever had in that road. Who do you complain to about that then?
Andover.
Call Andover. Now that was part of our township.
Way back.
Until
Flint Hills came in.
Flint Hills
wanted it paved to keep the dust off there.
Right.
Their
houses, yeah.
Their houses. But have you been in Flint Hills? They got nice roads.
Yeah.
If they want that paved, why don't they?
I know Andover is doing some resurfacing. So I bet you'll start seeing some more millings, because that's what they use.
Even the mill, I mean, it was always a rough road.
They're hauling them up to another place.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
I mean, that,
yeah. Yeah, Andover is going to be your best bet to call them.
Well, they need
to. You need to get some friends over there in Flint Hills to call for you. That's the way you get it done.
There you go. Actually, I know a couple of guys.
There you go.
Good point.
Did you guys ever get a chance? I think it was two or three meetings back. One of my neighbors was bringing up that permazine, you know, the treatment where they treat gravel roads for the
dust
and compacts it. And there's a whole process they use. I didn't know if anyone had looked at it, but I got a bunch of information. Handout. I mean, this is just these are just screenshots from their website and
right.
A couple of stories about it. But, if your soil has, they need a certain amount of clay content, they also need like limestone is good, which is what most of our roads made of, right?
It's most of them are clay and lime. So
yeah.
That's
what this is designed around. There's some kind of chemical reaction that builds up and such like concrete. But they have to do some sub work on it first, you know, grade it up good and have it loose and
then you rip it,
then you
mix it,
compact it
with the bow mag, then you blade it,
so
then you roll it.
A little bit of work in it, but from the stuff I was reading about it and the sites, it just sounded too good to be true.
Does it have a cost in this?
Yeah.
I think it was about $6,000 a mile, and that's not counting the clay and the labor to do work.
They do this a lot under the paved roads in like Wichita. Well, Wichita's using concrete. It's kind of like the concrete dust that they make ready mix out of. It comes in a truck and it's got a bar on the back and a blower, and they blow it out of the truck. And basically the motor grader puts its rippers down and rips. We've used it before with Dahlinger. I mean, it stabilizes it and it does get hard. I mean, but
I would definitely be interested in looking at something.
That concrete's expensive.
It says 15 years.
That's not dust control. That's just to make your road hard.
But they said that it does reduce dramatically, drops the dust down.
I think that would if you don't have anything moving.
I don't know. I almost
until we put the rock on it
to the site to get information from them, but I got to thinking, well, that's going to put me on their list and get a lot of stuff. I thought maybe one of you guys would want to get more information.
You don't have one of those fake emails you put on and stuff like that?
Yeah, but I never look at it. I never see anything they sent me.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
Gary Schmidt.
Gary, thanks. I should know it.
Over on Blazing Meadows. And that, by the way, we got new rock.
I need to brush it.
But it hasn't been.
I haven't been up there.
Yeah, I used to be able to see the potholes. And I can heave enough to get around them, but now it's getting their camouflage way.
They called me the other day, and they had two tandems available. We are so under the gun out here. I'm trying to get it done, and Renee messaged me and said, hey, we got some holes. And I said, I had two tandems, and I sent them up there, and I said, I got to get up and brush that. I will get there. I will get there.
If there's something I could do to help research or get information from these people or from another company like it, I didn't know if you'd be familiar with it or what. But if anyone now, I get some extra copies if somebody's interested in it.
Thanks, Gary.
Magnesium chloride.
Yep. Okay.
The same stuff.
Oh, okay.
Magnesium chloride's the same stuff that we're looking at
but
using.
But that stuff didn't last.
No, it's saying it's different. So.
Yeah, we'll research it and get some more.
He said magnesium chloride to treat the road cost him upwards of $159,000 a year, and this stuff is down to $6,000 per mile. So it is. The magnesium
one
chloride.
One mile, two lane road. Oh, Permazine cost $6,000 a year. Okay.
Yeah, we could at least.
It sounded too good to be true, but I mean.
If it would cut the dust down, I'm interested in.
Well, your roads are fixing to be paved.
I know, but you know what? That's the one thing I ran for. Hey, I've eaten way too much dust.
All right, anything else? Got nothing for us this month, Jim? All right.
How's your road? I was up there not too long ago. It wasn't too bad. Looks like it's getting a little thin on the gray rock. Hopefully they'll start making some soon so we can do it again. I can see the gray versus the cream.
On Mulberry north of 150th?
Mm-hmm. Oh. If you look hard enough, you can see where the gray is and the cream coming through.
That's probably the stuff that I graded up. I take them right down the road.
That reminds me, I have got to get up there and talk to that guy on 130 whatever off of Rose Hill Road. We have a little like quarter mile section.
Oh, right.
But we used to just take rock up there and he would always grade that section because you can't turn the grader around in there. Right. Meeting adjourned. Sorry, it hit my.